This is Aspen Public Radio. I'm Kristen Kay. Off-highway vehicles like ATVs have long been illegal on Pitkin County roads, but the policy hasn't been enforced. That will change soon. Environment reporter Elizabeth Stewart Severy is here to talk about how the county plans to start enforcing the law. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Kristen.
So people may have seen these four-wheelers zooming up Aspen Mountain all summer, but you're telling us that's actually illegal.
Right. There's a state law that prohibits off-highway vehicles on county roads unless that county passes an ordinance or ordinances allowing them on certain roads. And Pitkin County does not have roads that are legal for this. And actually, Aspen Mountain is kind of where this issue came to a head. Brian Pettit with Pitkin County tells me that the county has gotten a lot of complaints from people on Aspen Mountain or on the backside of Aspen Mountain, where they're seeing a lot more traffic of off-highway vehicles.
People can drive cars on these roads, so what's the difference?
Well, they don't have safety features like headlights and things like that. They're also smaller and faster and can reach places further into the backcountry than a highway-rated car, truck, or Jeep would be able to. So because they can go further into the backcountry, people complain about things like noise, pollution, and resource damage in these places that are expected to be somewhat pristine. Pitkin County hasn't been able to enforce it. That falls on the sheriff's office, but the sheriff's office says, you know, we don't have the ability to police into the backcountry. And so the commissioners kind of decided something needs to change. We either need to start enforcing the law or we need to open up some roads to off-highway vehicles.
So tell us why the commissioners ended up going with enforcing the current law.
Yeah, they opened it up to a public process over the summer and they got over 480 comments. Those comments were pretty split. So Pettit breaks it down this way. About 60% of the respondents who live in Pitkin County said they wanted to see enforcement. But 60% of people outside of the county, including people with these kind of national organized off-highway vehicles groups, wanted to see a change in the law. Ultimately, the commissioners voted unanimously to kind of protect resources and err on the side of enforcing the law.
So how does the county plan to enforce this?
Well, the county has decided to enter into an agreement with the Forest Service because Pitkin County sheriffs say that they can't take on this extra responsibility. So today, the commissioners will look at adding $35,000 to the budget to enter into an agreement with the Forest Service that gives the Forest Service jurisdiction over county roads. They'll need to kind of sort out the details of the agreement, and the plan is for that to start happening early in 2018. Until then, the county is just asking people to comply and to know the law.
That's Elizabeth Stewart Severy, our environment reporter. I'm Kristen Kay. You're listening to Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.